Remember the Zondo Commission? Well, it wasn't that long ago. You certainly know that more than 1 billion rand was spent on the commission. Many, many hours of televised evidence, cross-examination, and then, of course, the long, long process of writing some long, long, long reports. And yet, to date, there have been no convictions for crimes related to the broad range of events that get referred to as state capture. So what's going on? Yes, the wheels of justice do grind slowly. It would seem, as we saw in Bloemfontein, in the High Court, in regard to the Estina Dairy matter, that they sometimes grind a little bit imprecisely. But this week, in fact tomorrow, the organization Open Secrets, which looks into these kinds of issues as well as the criminal conduct of the private sector as well, are holding a webinar to ask this very question. When are those implicated in state capture going to be held accountable, and what needs to happen for that to happen? To talk about this, we're joined by one of the investigators at Open Secrets, Raisa Patha. Welcome to 702 Drive. Is this slow because it is slow work, or is it slow because it's not being done as it should? A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. I mean, you could argue that it's slow work, but perhaps, you know, more than 10 years is a bit too slow, because we must remember that state capture, the evidence of state capture, didn't just emerge with the Zondo Commission. In fact, the Zondo Commission used a lot of the evidence that already existed. For example, the Gupta leak emails. So indeed, it's too slow. And I think at this point, the NPA and other law enforcement agencies like the Hawks need to explain why are they unable to arrest and convict people who are clearly guilty of state capture crimes.
My understanding of what was uncovered at Zondo is that you can't arrive with a volume and slam it down before a judge and say, here we go. You've got to do more investigations and so on. That said, there was more than just allegations. There was substantial documentation of crime. Would that be a fair summary in your view?
Absolutely. I mean, we must remember that the Zondo Commission had its own investigators who were doing work. They were doing money flows reports. I mean, for example, you had the Ullerman report that the Zondo Commission appointed, which looked into certain property transactions involving the former group CEO of Casa Lucky Montana, and maybe perhaps corruption within those property transactions. So the commission itself appointed very senior and skilled investigators to do money flows reports, reports into assets, and to understand better what was going on. And those reports can easily be made available to the Hawks and the NPA to act on that information. I think what we're struggling with is that, on the one hand, our law enforcement agencies are not acting on this information. And on the other hand, when they do act on this information, they appear to drop the ball. And then there are numerous delays. And certainly in the Free State, in Bloemfontein, we saw a case being dramatically affected as a consequence of dropping the ball by these law enforcement agencies.
Raisa, I mean, my sense of what happened then, we had Karen Moore and a couple of other people on the show who were watching it quite closely, that some of the errors that were made were absolutely avoidable. I mean, getting handwriting analysed, making sure that the copies of documents were certified in the legally correct way. Did you look at that and think this is ineptitude, or did you look at it and think, well, maybe someone's not trying for perhaps a darker reason?
I mean, I think at the moment what we can definitely say is that there is incompetence. I think, you know, when we talk about political interference and, you know, more sort of ominous forms of corruption, we don't have the exact evidence to show that that's happening. So I think we should just be careful about that.
Yes.
But at the moment, definitely, there is incompetence. And, you know, the NPA itself has said that they don't have the necessary prosecutors available to prosecute complex financial crimes. I think the issue that happened in the Nolani case in Bloemfontein is that this wasn't a complex financial crime case. It was a case of fraud. And the NPA couldn't even prosecute that case satisfactorily and get that evidence admitted. And I would definitely agree with Karen Moore and the other journalists who appeared on the show. These are basic procedural errors,
right,
which are very concerning.
So, obviously, what will come out of your webinar will come out at 6 p.m. And you'll share with us details of how people can join in a moment. But If they can't do everything, where do you think they should start? Because the Nulane case was highlighted as, well, here we go, the very first one. And I would have thought like the opening night of a play or the first week in a newly opened school. Every hand would be on deck to say, guys, this has got to go really, really well, because if it does, we have momentum. What they have instead is a strong wind in their face, which could have been avoided. But if they were to prioritize, what for you looks like the most clear-cut and winnable areas, even if you don't want to name specific cases?
I mean, the irony, John, is that this is one of the cases that should have been prioritized. They didn't make a poor decision in prioritizing the Nulane case, because ultimately it is things like fraud, those smaller charges that are going to get you the bigger wins later on. I think what the NPA needs to prioritize at the moment is sort of self-reflection and saying, we don't have the capacity to do these cases. We don't have the competence. So we need to get prosecutors who can do these cases with the level of competence that is needed. We must remember that during the years under Jacob Zuma, the NPA itself lost many competent and highly skilled prosecutors, and they haven't yet managed to replace the skills that were lost. So I think that should be the priority, is that the NPA as an institution needs to sort of say, we have problems, we need to fix these problems before we try to, you know, go out in court with big swings.
Thank you so much, Raisa Patha, an investigator at Open Secrets.